Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast was created by the Australian College of Professionals on the 26th of October 2022. Can New South Wales property agents pay referral fees for new listings?
About the sharing of commission. Now, I've talked about this before and we keep getting questions about it. And every time we talk about it, there's always somebody says, oh, but can't we do it this way? And oh, but can't we do it some other way? And they've all, you know, everyone's got another angle on how they can package that up. It's pretty easy. You can't share commission with a non-licensed entity. Really, we shouldn't have to say anything more than that because that's the deal. If you're taking a commission from the vendor, you can't take a commission from the purchaser. And that is not just you as an individual agent, because you as an individual agent doesn't really exist. You are an agent within a business. So whether you're the licensee in charge, whether you're a senior licensed agent, whether you're a newly licensed agent, whether you're a certificate of registration assistant agent, doesn't matter, you are within that entity, whether that is a sole trader, whether it's a partnership, whether it's a corporation, whether it's, you know, trading as a proprietary limited company. Doesn't matter, you are within that entity. So you're known as, you know, U-Butte Realty. You might be XYZ Proprietary Limited trading as U-Butte Realty. You might be a franchise flavor. You might be any of those. But it is about the entity taking commission, because it's your sign out there as U-Butte Realty, or the, you know, the professionals or the elders or the rain and horns of this world, depending on what your franchise, if you are part of a franchise, then, you know, that's all part of what you need to be doing. So in terms of that, there's, you know, the Property and Stock Agents Act, Section 33 actually says licensee is not to share commission with certain people. And it's quite clear that if they are unlicensed, then you don't share commission with them. So it's the same as not sharing it on both sides. So we take it to that next level then of not sharing it on a referral basis. So when you get to that referral basis and the local school is asking you to pay them a commission if their parents and friends association, you know, refer somebody to you when they sell the property. So if that's based on a commission, you're paying that parents and friends association for not just for the listing or for the referral, it's about you're actually paying them when the property sells. So however you package that up or what you say about it, that's, you know, on 99% of the time, that's what's happening. And that's actually, you know, breaching Section 33 of the Act and Section 40 of the regulation. So, you know, in terms of that, you've still got to comply with the fact that if you are sharing commission, of course you can share commission with another licensed entity. So that, but they're usually conjunction arrangements and they're in writing and there's, you know, there's legislation and processes that make that happen. Within a franchise network, then it's a little bit easier again to share that commission, but it's between licensed entities yet again. It's about sharing it with a non-licensed entity, with the local school, with the football club, with the butcher that gives you, you know, 20 listings a month, or, you know, or refers you X number of people per month, or the mortgage broker or the financial planner or the accountant or the solicitor. Whoever's doing that to you, there is no such thing as a referral fee that you can go down that path, no matter what you call it, no matter how you do it. Have a read of Section 33 of the Act and it will show you that you cannot share commission with a non-licensed entity. So guys, make sure that that's how you're operating, because the last thing you want to do is breach that one and then you don't get paid any commission at all if your vendor, you know, isn't happy about what's happening here, or find out that it's something that you have actually, you've breached the Act in the process of selling their property. So you work hard enough to sell the property or manage the property, because sometimes you hear that the referral fees are around, you know, you as a landlord, bring another landlord along and we'll give you, you know, 3 months free management fees. And I know I've given that example before on Facebook Live and probably not that long ago when we talked about this, but we're still getting multiple questions. I guess because it's in our elective CPD topics this year that we're talking about it, it's creating lots of discussion around the agents that come to our CPD. So we're getting lots and lots of questions. So just to clarify that yet again, no matter how you package it, no matter how you word it, if you're sharing commission, And, you know, the fact that you're selling a property, you're getting paid for it, and then you give somebody else some money because it's now sold or because you've now got the management of that other property, then that's sharing commission with a non-licensed entity. So fairly straightforward on that level.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.